Each of us wear a title. It could be mom, dad. Maybe it's that title you're really proud of, nanny, grandpa, pawpaw, mawmaw. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's doctor, or perhaps you're a lawyer, or maybe you're an engineer, or maybe you're a student. All of us at some point in our lives wear many different titles. On June 15, 1993, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I stepped off a bus in Parris Island, South Carolina, to earn the title of United States Marine. And then I asked myself, what in the world were you thinking? As those drill instructors began to swarm, and as they were screaming at us, and I was extremely tired, and then they took all my hair and took everything that I owned related to civilian life. And then they pushed us through training for 13 weeks. But I remember the day I stood on that parade deck some 3 months later, and the general, for the very first time, called us Marines. And you see, it's a title that I still wear today, a title that I'm extremely proud of, because as we say, once a Marine, always a Marine. But you see, there's a title that I wear today that I'm more proud of. You see, here's the thing, I didn't earn it. And there was nothing that I did to deserve it. But yet Jesus gave me that title the day that I chose to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what it says on my tombstone as long as it says Christian. You see, because in that day that we want to go to heaven, that day that we want to desire to be with Jesus for eternity is the only title that's going to matter. Because he's not going to ask what your accomplishments were on this earth as far as your career or what you did. He's just simply going to know and ask you if you obeyed the gospel. When we think about what Paul writes in Romans 5 and verse 8, but he said, God commended his love towards us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Brethren, there's no greater gift than that which Jesus gave at Calvary concerning the joy of eternity. And you see, today you can wear the same title that Miss Linda chose to put on today. I'm so proud of the decision that she made. And there's no greater joy that I have when I get to baptize somebody into Christ that when they come out of that water, the smile that's on their face, because they understand and they know at that moment that they're a new person in Christ. They get to wear that title, but tonight if you haven't put on Christ in baptism, you don't wear that title. But you see, again, there's nothing you have to do to earn it. There's no blood, sweat, or tears that I had to go through to earn the title of Marine that you have to do tonight, but simply to obey the gospel and to receive the free gift of salvation. It's based upon your obedience. If you're ready to put on Christ in baptism tonight, first believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9, and 10, and putting on Jesus in baptism, Acts 2:38. Then, at that point, when you touch the blood of Jesus Christ and all your sins are washed away, as you come out of that watery grave, you'll be called a Christian, and you'll be part of the greatest family that ever was. And maybe it is that you're here tonight, and maybe you haven't been wearing the title of Christ like you should. There was a thing when I was in the Marine Corps, when somebody was kicked out of the Marine Corps, that is, because it was based upon their conduct, they received what was called a bad conduct discharge. You see, we really didn't want anything to do with those guys because they had disgraced the uniform for which we had fought and the uniform for which we'd served to wear. And so many people had died for that uniform before us, so we didn't want to disgrace it. But sometimes people step out of line and they don't do what they're supposed to do. Sometimes we do the same thing as Christians. But here's the thing. The difference is that God allows us to fix the wrongs in our life and to make them right. And it's simply based upon the fact that we bow before His throne of grace and mercy and we beg and ask for forgiveness. And God is willing and just to forgive us of our sins as we repent of those sins. Tonight you have the opportunity to do that. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If you want to wear the title tonight, I beg you to come forward. If you need to fix it so that you might wear the title proudly again, please come as together we stand and as we sing.